第121课。
If you ask me, some oil companies are really making hay out of the Gulf crisis. They keep raising the price of a gallon of gas, even though the experts say there's enough gas to go around if people don't get greedy. I tell you, the smart thing is to buy as much stock as you can afford. You want to make hay before everybody hears about it and the stock doubles in price. Usually, my brother is the calmest man I know. But when he saw this kid trying to steal his new car, he really went haywire. He chased the kid down the street, tackled him, and sat on him until the police showed up. He's lucky the kid didn't have a knife. I tell you, I was so mad when I saw what the dog had done. I'm afraid I went haywire. I rolled up a newspaper to swat him with and chased him all over the house.
第122课.
All these years I've tried to be a good wife. Even though you're lazy, you drink too much, and half of the time don't even have a steady job. But when I find out you are spending money on another woman, that's the last straw. I want you out of my house right now, and I never want to see you again. I put up with a lot from this guy. He borrowed my clothes, he borrowed my money, he borrowed my tennis racket. But when I caught him using my toothbrush, that was the last straw. So I kicked him out. Joe just had his 24th birthday, so I told him he ought to stop sowing his wild oats, wasting his time and money drinking with his buddies and chasing after girls. It's time for him to settle down, marry a nice girl, and start raising a family. In the old days, it was the thing to do for wealthy families to send their young sons off to Europe for a year to have a good time and sow their wild oats before they came back, got a job, and got married.
第123课.
Say, did you hear Johnny Carson last night? It's hard to be funny 5 nights a week, but last night was one of his best shows in a long time. He got some great belly laughs trading jokes with his guest star, Bob Hope. 50 years ago, there were 3 clowns who made a lot of short movies. They are all dead now, but their comedies live on television because they are so full of belly laughs. My son likes to tell jokes, although he has no intention to become a comedian. Last week, at a party, he told a couple of knee-slappers about Bush and Gorbachev. I was quite surprised at his talent. I was disappointed with that new comedian on TV last night. He talked for 10 minutes and told only 1 knee-slapper during all that time. He'd better find funnier jokes, or he'll be looking for a new job.
第124课.
Economic experts said today that the increase in auto sales the last 30 days is a straw in the wind that the nation's economy is beginning to recover from the brief recession. I wish we had a good idea of how the voters feel about us. The only straw in the wind I see is that a lot more people are registering to vote this time. But is that good or bad for us? Harry, you're grasping at straws if you think you can pass that exam by starting to study the night before. You'll never catch up, man. All you'll do is lose a night's sleep, and still you won't get a passing grade. This man claims that a burglar shot his wife, but there was no sign a robber had broken in and the husband was found with a gun in his hand. He is just grasping at straws trying to stay out of jail.
第125课.
Something important to all of us happened on July 20th, 1969. That's the day astronaut Neil Armstrong stepped down from the spaceship Eagle and became the first human to set foot on the moon. History will remember him as one of the trailblazers in man's exploration of space. Sometimes the real trailblazers never get in the history books. One of the greatest inventors of all time was the inventor of the wheel, but nobody knows his or her name. Today, the XYZ Corporation announced it is making a new supercomputer which will be on the cutting edge of data processing. It works at twice the speed of any computer now on the market. For the past 10 years, younger composers like Philip Glass have been on the cutting edge in composing operas that defy most of the traditional rules of writing music.
第126课.
You know, with the national debt getting so big, maybe we ought to elect some penny pinchers to the Congress next time, instead of these guys who are so good at spending the taxpayers' money. Our family is really pinching pennies these days, trying to save money. Our daughter's going into medical school, and the tuition is $24,000 a year. My brother Dick is smart and good-looking, but none of my friends want to go out with him because he's such a cheapskate. His idea of showing a girl a good time is to take her to McDonald's for a hamburger and then to the zoo because admission is free. I know my son thinks I'm a cheapskate because I won't buy him a motorcycle, but he doesn't realize I don't have much money left after I pay the rent and all the other bills. Any money left over, I have to save to pay his way to college next year.
第127课.
This new kid looks like he is not all there. All he does is sit and stare out the window as if the only thing he sees is blank space. Did you read about that crazy guy who stole a police car to take his girlfriend to see a movie? The cops caught him in 10 minutes. It seems to me the guy was not all there. I knew a guy at college who had a screw loose somewhere. He was scared to death of catching a disease, so he'd run off to wash his hands after he shook hands with anybody. Everybody thought these two brothers had a screw loose somewhere when they built this silly-looking machine and claimed it could carry a man up in the air. But people stopped laughing when this crazy thing actually flew.
第128课.
Mr. Jones, this is Sally Smith. I'm sorry, but I can't come to work today. I'm feeling a little under the weather. Miss Smith, this is Mr. Jones here. Could you please cancel my appointments for today? I'm feeling under the weather, so I'm going to stay home. I hope I see you tomorrow. Susan, this is John. I'm sorry, but Helen and I are both down with this darn bug that's going around, so I'm afraid we won't be able to come to dinner tonight. Doctor, this is John Smith. I think I'd better come in to see you for a checkup. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm afraid I am down with a bug.
第129课.
President Bill Clinton's election in 1992 was a transfer of power from the old generation to the new generation. He's the first baby boomer to be elected to the White House. Population growth has slowed down in the United States since the baby boomers became adults. They're simply not having as many children as their parents did. I guess you can call me a yuppie. I'm 37, and I make enough money to afford the right things in life. See this gold Rolex watch? I eat in the best restaurants and drink a good wine instead of whiskey. Yes, of course, I drive a BMW. The trouble with most yuppies is that they don't have independent minds of their own. They follow the latest fashions in food, wine, clothes, cars, and amusement like a herd of sheep.
第130课.
Mary and I are dinks. We both have good professional careers. Mary keeps her own maiden name for business reasons. And when I get home first, I cook dinner. We have this lovely house, but the mortgage payments are big enough that we can't afford to have kids. The last 5 years, a lot of dinks have moved into our own part of town. They're nice people, but I miss seeing all the young kids playing in the park the way it used to be in the old days. Older people tend to retire earlier and live longer these days. And if they don't have pensions big enough to live on, this means their children in the sandwich generation have to bear the financial burden longer. Some people argue that a better national health care plan would help ease the financial burden of the sandwich generation because keeping older people healthy costs a lot more money.